W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of The Great Ormond Street Nurse, My Life as a Student Nurse in the 1960s, by Vanessa Martin, narrated by Jennifer Ness. Prologue. Nurse, did you wipe the thermometer before you put it under that child's arm? Nurse, that was me. My heart jumped and I swallowed a gasp. No, no, please, no. I turned around and was mortified to find Matron standing behind me, alongside the ward sister. No, Matron, I replied meekly, my neck hot under the starched white collar of my uniform. Go down to my office now and wait for me there, Matron ordered. I didn't have to be asked twice. I was 9 weeks into my training, and I had just left preliminary training school, PTS, at the Hospital for Sick Children, Great Ormond Street, known then as GOSS. This was my first day on the ward. I'd been nervous but excited as I put on my uniform early that morning. The pink and white striped cotton dress was uncomfortable, though utterly shapeless. Why had we ever complained about school uniforms? They were the height of fashion compared to these. But the candy-striped dresses were practical, except for the wretched starched white collars, which rubbed like anything. There were pockets for everything, from spare safety nappy pins to a pen torch and notebook. Then there were the black stockings, the seams of which had to be straight, and no makeup or jewellery, all topped off with my GOSS first-year nurse's cap. I felt really proud. It was 1962. The NHS was in its second decade, and I was part of it, a student nurse at London's world-renowned Children's Hospital. But now, just a few hours later, I was already in trouble. Matron's office. What on earth was she going to say to me? I trudged down the corridor, the squeak of my sensible black lace-up shoes barely noticeable above the rush of blood in my head, and waited outside her office. I felt nauseous and cross with myself, anxious about the dressing down I was no doubt about to receive. Why was this happening? Last thing I knew, a third-year student was handing me a thermometer in a pot of high choline disinfectant, telling me to take a particular child's temperature. Should I not try the thermometer? I'd asked her. She sighed, clearly not liking this impertinent first-year questioning her. Her special Great Ormond Street strings cap, shaped like an inverted ice cream cone, might just as well have been a Belisha beacon announcing loud.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?